A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear. Let them know who made it. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Pear Sharday Dunbar, and I'm super excited that you're here. Also, if you're brand new to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe button or bell option so that you don't miss out on any future episodes. So today I want to elaborate on the power of isolation, because let's face it, when you're a new believer or, you know, coming back into the faith, or maybe you've decided to, you know, just officially live for God, right? You'll notice that you get isolated because you don't have the same thirst or desires that you once had. Certain conversations just don't work for you no more. You don't want to gossip. What your friends are doing, you don't want to do no more. You know, there's this major shift in your spirit of desires. But I'm here to tell you that this is purposeful and that it is something that we all go through. So by the end of this podcast, you'll understand the power of isolation and why it's so purposeful. You might even want to take a couple notes just for future reference, but hey. Now, because this podcast is all about the storytelling experience, it is now time for you to give yourself permission to sit back, relax, and listen. Now, let's get into it. Isolate, to set apart from others. So when God has called you to do his work, isolation is a natural part of the process in positioning you according to his will over your life. To be isolated means to be set apart, meaning this portion of your journey is all about your metamorphosis phase, which means however you enter the isolation process will not be the reflection of how you exit the isolation process. Now, the book of Luke talks about how when Jesus started his ministry at 30 years of age, he was baptized by his cousin, John the Baptist, was then filled with the Holy Spirit, and was then led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness where he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights and was tempted by Satan. Now, once Jesus aced his temptation test, he returned to civilization and was hungry. Afterwards, he began performing the miracles of God. And the great multitudes came together to hear and be healed by him. So Jesus himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Luke 5:16. So what does this tell us about the power of isolation and how we know it's a part of the spiritual elevation process? Well, before Jesus' baptism, we have no record of him performing miracles. What we do know is that as a child, he was about his father's business. But once he was baptized, he prayed, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. Luke 21:22. Then Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. This is called process, meaning Jesus wanted us to know the process of walking like him and becoming extra deep in Christ. In doing this, he allows us to understand the importance of seeing ourselves in the scriptures, so that he can lead and guide us accordingly. When you give yourself to God first, you pray, then you get baptized, and then the Holy Spirit leads you into the metamorphosis process, or the wilderness, or in our case, isolation. Jesus also urges us to hear the word of God with a noble and good heart and to keep it so that with patience, it will bear fruit. This is Luke 8:15, the parable of the sower, which I highly recommend you also read. Patience. Patience. Be patient and learn everything you can. The Holy Spirit is your teacher. The Jesus that walked into the wilderness was not the Jesus that walked out of the wilderness. His metamorphosis took 40 days and 40 nights. And that was Jesus, y'all. So be patient and don't be dismayed in your time of isolation. Understand that you are extremely blessed and are being prepared, positioned, and sustained. Your desire for friends, experiences during this time, during your time of isolation, is a distraction to your process, or in other words, it is Satan's way of tempting you. And remember, Jesus aced his temptation test through the word of God. He only responded through the word of God. Remember, Jesus prayed, fasted, and bypass Satan's temptations by the word of God. By doing so, he defeated death and lived a perfect life. Now, okay, you and I, we will never be Jesus, but the process is always the same. Even the Prince of Peace told us in Matthew that moving mountains are done by praying and fasting, which he did in isolation often. Isolation is on purpose so that you may live God's purpose over your life in the land of the living. Pray, fast, and allow God's word to be planted in your heart and in your mind. And with patience, you're going to be dangerous in the spirit, but ooh, you're going to be dangerous, boy. They ain't ready for you. Because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to madebypair.com to join the free newsletter called Word Up Wednesday, where I help keep you inspired with a midweek dose of inspo. Also, would you like to reimagine your reality in 30 nights? Then order my book called The Nightly Affirmation Journal, available on Amazon and madebypair.com. Last but not least, special thanks to the Holy Spirit for constantly supplying me with all this good revelation and confidence and willingness and ability to hop on here and share with you guys. Well, that's all for today. God bless. Don't stress. It's Peveris. Peace. A Great Life Podcast. New episodes Saturdays, 8 a.m. with Paris Chardé Dunbar. Tune in and tell a friend. Brought to you by Made by Pear. Let them know who made it. It isn't about where I come from. The process only matters to me. I train to keep my mind sharp. And still, it doesn't matter. They only see the finished product. So, every chance I get, there's only one thing to do. Let them know who made it. Made by Pear.